Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am Molly McCord, and I am excited to connect with you today as we look at February eclipses. And we're going to be speaking with another intuitive astrologer, Dominique Jaramillo. I always kind of stumble on her name. I wish I was more eloquent, but I'm excited to speak with Dominique today because she's going to also be looking at the energies of these two eclipses. And we want to offer you some good information here to help you with the month ahead. So I'm not going to waste any time because we've only got 30 minutes and we really like to get into the meat and the essential essence of these eclipses. So let me tell you a bit about Dominique. She is an astrologer, wife, mother, and a lover of all things mystical. She is in Los Angeles where she teaches and guides others to their self-discovery, their confidence, and their compassion with the tool of astrology. She makes these awesome t-shirts for women and kids, conscious astrology wear, and you can find out more about her offerings and sessions with her over at dualityandbeyond.com. And without further ado, hello, Dominique. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Molly. Thanks for having me.
Yes, well, I'm glad that we could do this again. I think it was almost a year ago or so that we last talked. I can't believe it, but here we are.
And think of an eye.
Yeah, no kidding. And here we are with the new set of February eclipses. And the first one is this week, in fact. So for everyone listening, we would love for you to grab your astrology chart. And you can get a free astrology chart at astro.com. And we're going to be talking about the two eclipses, the lunar eclipse, which is this week, February 9th, and it is at 23 degrees of Leo. And then we're going to talk about the solar eclipse on February 26th at 8 degrees of Pisces. So diving in here to this first lunar eclipse, that's coming up here in just a few days, and the energy is already in effect, I would say. What are your first impressions, Dominique, of this lunar eclipse?
Oh, my gosh, first impressions. There's so many things about this eclipse as I was looking through it that are exciting. this is an opportunity, you know, after that new moon in Aquarius on January 27th to really, you know, build on some action on those goals and intentions we set. I see a lot of great energy and a lot of amazing aspects. I know you talked about the Grand Trine last week, that Grand Fire Trine.
Uh-huh.
And what even jumped out to me was a rare kite configuration, if you're familiar with that. Grand Trine, and then you have that opposition of the sun and moon, which we always have at a full moon, and then that sun makes two sextile or half triangles, if you will, aspect to that Grand Trine. So I just kept having this kite configuration, this kite analogy in my mind the whole time, because it's really the moon in Leo is the tail of this kite and is really what's fueling the entire eclipse.
Yes.
And, you know, and the energy of Leo, everybody, you know, Leo is that star. The moon in Leo really needs to be seen and to have an audience. And Aquarius, you know, every star needs an audience. And Aquarius is that, that group mentality, that our community, those, so that's the audience. So the moon is really kind of fueling us, I think, to engage. It's kind of like a star that has, somebody with fire already in their chart, maybe a natural star, somebody who has a lot of natural confidence. This is an opportunity where after that last 6 month eclipse cycle, maybe there are some wonderful new things that they're now being recognized for, or that, you know, that work that they did or that project they did last year is all of a sudden there's some major recognition they get now. And then for those, you know, with less confidence or less sort of fire in their chart, this can give them a boost to really go for it, step out there, you know, find their joy, find their own audience where their gifts can be really seen and appreciated.
So yes, that, like, I love that.
The Kai configuration with the sextiles, that allows sort of some stability and some smart, you know, risk-taking, you know. But the fire trine is what's fueling us and kind of daring us to, or kicking us in the butt, as you had referred, you
right.
to align with our heart and our beliefs and a willingness to take a risk and put ourselves out there in a way that we haven't before. And I think this full moon, it really revs us up and reveals a lot of the opportunities and possibilities available to us to participate in the world in a new way, you know, primarily in a way that shares our true expression, you know, and helps us gain more recognition for our contributions and our gifts and our accomplishments.
I love that.
That's just enough,
yes, that, right, right. And that really gets to the heart of the energy. And so for those who aren't aware of this grand trine, it is the moon in Leo is trining with Saturn in Sagittarius and Uranus in Aries. So those are three planets that are in alignment in the three fire signs that are really revving things up. In addition, we have Mars and Venus both in fire signs.
Yep.
They are both in Aries right now, traveling together. And they are getting us going. It's like all those projects that you thought were going to start in January probably didn't really take off like you thought. And so
yeah.
February is really the boost of it. It's certainly part of this eclipse energy because it's really this all systems go energy. And,
yeah.
you know, you, by the way, happy belated birthday to Dominique because your birthday
oh,
was just
thank
last
you.
Friday. And so as our representative for Aquarian energy here, we have to touch on the fact that the sun in Aquarius is important with all of
yes.
this fire energy.
Yeah,
so what,
absolutely.
You,
I think.
How do you see that?
Well, I see the difference in, you know, you've got fire, all this fire, and Aquarius is the sort of mental approach, you know. They're the analyzer, the thinker, and I think that as an Aquarius, I can certainly get caught up in my head and either talk myself out of action or, you know, be inspired by the group to take action. And so I do think that this is, you know, an opportunity for Aquarius or, you know, people with more air, the mental side, to utilize that, but to get out of their head a little bit and drop more into the heart to create some balance, you know. So it's
yeah.
really, really good to have all of the analysis and all of the thoughts and these great progressive ideals, but if you can't put them into action and to, you know, formulate steps for really getting there, you can just spin in there in your head with all these great ideas.
Uh-huh.
And I think you need the balance of the fire to be able to get out there and not be afraid to shine or to put your views out there, your ideas out there, even if they might be different or unconventional. It's really about a time to embrace your originality, and Leo can help you do that. So I think that's kind of how you can find a balance in terms of Leo Aquarius, you know. And I certainly have to work with that, you know, as an Aquarius, for sure.
Yeah, and I think, too, that what's really fascinating about this first eclipse here, by the way, I'm saying it's on February 9th. It could be on February 10th, depending on your time zone.
Yes.
So
yeah.
we're going to feel it starting on the 9th, because that's when the moon goes into Leo, and then it becomes exact, you know, a little bit later. So it could be on the 10th, depending on where your location is. Just want to clarify that for people listening. But one of the things that I was feeling for this eclipse is that it really activates the heart chakra and
mm-hmm.
the solar plexus energy. And that's because Leo is about the heart, you know, what your heart needs to say and express, and having the courage to say it, to put it out there, to be bold, to take a risk. All of that is really supported. And it's a turning point energy, because it's really the sense of, I can do this. I feel that there's that real strong confidence energy coming through that blasts into the solar plexus and the heart chakras,
yeah.
where you get that sense of, because my intention is pure, I can do this. And so I hope that helps people understand that if you're being pushed to do something right now, the universe wants you to do it. It's really time to trust that and to take the action. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that there's also that T-square that is happening kind of throughout the year. Right now it's Jupiter retrograde because it's just going retrograde today, opposing Uranus. And then those are both squaring Pluto. So this is where conflict and things can kind of motivate and help push, but the challenge is, it challenges your effort to gain more freedom and personal expression in that way and pushing you to fight a little bit more for yourself or for the group. Teaming up, there's a lot of that. We see that going on in the world, our personal beliefs or needs and then that of the other and teaming up against establishment or whatever might be, holding you back, or just also to come together to build something new. I think a lot of, like you were saying, the Mars and Aries and Venus and Aries together, they're working, kind of partnering up to advance both, people for mutual benefits, so there's a lot of coming together.
Yes.
To work hard to make change and reform and, help everybody kind of open up to their heart and take us all higher, so to speak,
Yes.
Instead of just on an individual, an individual place, but really as a group, as a collective, as a community, whatever that is, on multi levels, and help the masses, not just the individual. Your heart wants to join with others now and not just shine in your own right, but to help everyone.
Yes, such a great point.
That's where I think the purity of heart that you're talking about,
And it's understanding how this really can activate the sense of, well, this is me, and it Leo has that very strong sense of self and that strong I am energy. I also think, though, that because it's a lunar eclipse, because it is the sun and moon in opposition and illuminating one another, I think that it also reminds us that even when you shine, you're connected to the cosmos, to the universe, to the bigger picture, and that is in play here. So it's not as if you're trying to, some people can feel like they're maybe stepping on toes or taking away from other people's light. That would be kind of the cowardly lion of Leo, that sense of, oh, shocks, maybe not me. But it's understanding the bigger picture, that your energy is connected to everything. And this eclipse is getting things going. It's really bold. It's really rocking.
Yeah.
And it's time to trust what is calling to you from your heart.
Yeah, there's that sense of nothing ventured, nothing gained, It's don't hide your light, go for it. And with true intentions and, with love, like, you're going to get there, and it's, it can be a good time had by all.
Right.
There's that sense of it's a win-win. We can all really, I do think there's also Leo, Moon and Leo brings some joy to the process, finding what, because part of finding your purpose or your, life direction is really tapping into what fills you up, what makes you joyful, right? That's where we really shine, so it's tapping into what that really is. And sometimes you have to drop out of your head and into your heart and really discover what brings you joy and go and work from there.
Yes, and it's a playfulness, it's that inner child energy, it's that sense of, where have I been too serious and I need to return to what makes me happy on a daily basis, and the responsibility that comes with that, where you don't give your energy out to the world all the time, but you harness it in and you tend to your own inner fire and you cultivate that and you fuel it so that you can take care of yourself and you're not giving everything away to others.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Fair give and take. Because I know, Aquarius can definitely lead toward a more serious approach.
Yeah, the serious mental side. And also, as we get going into the month, Mercury just entered Aquarius. So we are going to have that going on in our brains, all these ideas and what about this and what about that, and the need to talk with people and to get together in groups and connect and relate.
Yeah.
That's going to be strong.
Yeah, finding your communities, your groups with common ideals or common interests or common goals, or that's again that sense of bringing it together. You're not alone. We're not all we're individuals, but we really accomplish more. We can really accomplish more together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also the fact that Jupiter in Libra is trining the sun and sextiling the moon also supports those relationships that are key for you, that you value, that are important to you, and to check in on that giving and receiving part of it, and to make sure that you're really connecting with people who get what you have to say or who understand your passions and what you're all about. So it's very social.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a lot of social energy here in this first eclipse.
And there could be, there's sort of a faded and a mystical, feeling about it too, where people, new people could come in, just the right people could come in, to really support you as well. There's, it could be some surprises there where the new people come in that really can help as well, unexpected maybe,
Yes, yes, I like that a lot because I think a lot of people are ready for that. There's been a lot of, transitions, letting go. We've separated from people that were friendships or that were long-term connections.
Yeah.
And so many people are ready. We're ready for these new peeps to show up and to say, I understand what you're about, and I'm on the same wavelength. So there is a welcoming energy with that, too. I'm really glad you brought that up, Dominic.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
The moon is, finding its audience, but at the same time, joining forces, really is, because you need each other, the star needs the audience needs the star, so it's really about joining forces. And finding those people that really are your team,
Right. Yes. And so for everyone, if you did grab your chart, you'd want to look for 23 degrees of Leo. Whatever house that is in your chart is where this eclipse energy is coming through. Eclipses are all about change, growth, breakthroughs, breakdowns, unexpected developments, but wherever it is in your chart gives you a heads up on that area of life that is going to be receiving this eclipse energy. And also, it's new eclipse energy, meaning we're switching into the Leo Aquarius eclipses for the next 18 months. So we're ushering in this new Leo energy here that is going to be exciting, like we've mentioned.
Yeah. But I do feel like if you, the new moon solar eclipse, I'm sure you want to move to next. I feel
let's
like
talk about that
given
one.
That
so different.
Very different. I think based on, this is starting a new cycle, and it's almost like, this is going to be the next 18 months. So I feel like the new moon at the end of the month, the new moon solar eclipse, it's at 8 Pisces, that this is going to be kind of maybe for some a final reckoning of like those old lingering patterns or, things that are filtering out, finally completing, a pause and a reflect, because you're go, go, go. And we really did release so much last year, and it was a 9 year. And so there's a lot of letting go, but there's still like those little lingering things, those little lingering self-doubts or those uncertainties or fears that, this gives you a chance to stop and reflect and, hey, I've come this far, this is great, and we realize this really isn't serving me, so I really can let go of that, rising that consciousness and allowing those lessons to really absorb on a soul level so you can release anything that's holding you back, like, for real.
Keep
going.
This solar eclipse on February 26th has a lot bunched together. It's the sun, the moon, conjunct the south node in Pisces, which is huge ending. It's like sloughing off lifetimes of stuff, really finding that deep forgiveness for yourself, for others, the deep compassion, and the deep release, like you said, about we're really letting things go here that, you know, it's
theoretically started to let them go, but you now really can, you know, heal in the heart and really, really surrender and let those things go.
And Pisces is a reminder that everything changes form and changes energy. And where are you ready to just allow something to be complete for you so that a new energy can show up instead?
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, we have so much energy in Pisces by the end of the month. There is not only the sun and the moon and the south node, Mercury, Neptune, Chiron are all in Pisces. So it's six planets, including the south node in Pisces. I mean, that's huge goodbye energy. That's huge endings.
Absolutely.
And I don't think it's new information. Like, I think we already know what's ending.
Yes.
And this is when it really is ending. It's like you already know it in your own subconscious or unconscious way, what has to go, and this is when it's really leaving.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, Neptune can really bring in the fears and the, you know, disillusion or the uncertainty. So it's like, you know, when in doubt, don't. But, you know, this is a time to really do. Yes, let go. It's not serving you. It's okay, you know. And I think that this full moon shows you, hey, you're supported. You know, the wind is at your back and things are good. So you can let go of that old stuff that's not serving you. This full moon can really start showing you that, and then you can truly, that's like giving you the okay sign to finally go, okay, yeah, this has been working. I'm feeling good. I can let that go now.
Love it. Yes. And this solar eclipse, because there's so much Pisces energy, you may need more sleep. You may need more alone time. You don't want to socialize. You just want to be in a private space. Maybe you want to meditate. You just want to have more solitude potentially. So allow that in your calendar. Don't overbook things the end of this month. I would say it's a great time. I mean, if you can even just take a vacation and get out of Dodge, that could help too. However, the end of the month has a really dynamic energy with Mars going across Uranus and then activating that T-square that you just brought up.
That's what I have highlighted,
and, what did you write down about that?
Well, I just, you know, that basically we're still, you know, organizing and testing the waters, you know, to realize that Mars is still, you know, pushing, the energy is still there, and to, you know, we're negotiating still, you know, because Jupiter's retrograde, right? So
right.
We're still reviewing our ideas, we're still negotiating, you know, to continue the work that Mars is still pushing, you know, come on, you got this, you know. And we're still testing, you know what I mean? Testing our new approach, if you will.
And Mars in Aries is very impulsive. It's childish. It wants its own needs met
right away.
It doesn't want to wait. It has a sense of me. It's explosive.
Yeah.
And it's actually quite dangerous when it meets up with Uranus. So you want to be careful in your car. Don't play with knives. Don't pick up anything that could explode. Because I think we're going to see some of that actually in the world. There could be a spike in violence and people erupting.
Yeah.
There could be volcanic eruptions. All of this is triggered when we have Mars in Aries setting off some big energies here. So it's interesting that the solar eclipse has all of this loving, soft Pisces energy coupled with the explosiveness of strong Aries energy. It's quite dynamic. It's two very different intentions.
Yeah, and if a person hasn't, you know, if the consciousness hasn't really been raised, if you're not really learning or letting those things go, it can be like the rearing of the ugly head too, you know. And then if you've got this fiery, you know, Uranus and Aries with Mars and Aries and these big energies, it can come out really ugly. You know, if you're really fighting letting go, or if there's things that are really, really pent up, it can come out in kind of, you know, potentially nasty way, or, you know, a tough way to really, like, cut that out, you know, whatever that's not working, and truly heal. It might be more of a battle for some than others, depending on where you are on
and
a personal level, not just a global level.
Right, because I think, too, when we have the heads up and awareness about this energy on the horizon, we can think, well, what's the best way to use it then? Because you could get mad. You could get activated. You could, you know, want to punch some pillows or do something,
right.
that really helps you release the anger. And I think it's a good reminder that anger is a messenger, and it's okay to honor it. And so do it in a safe way. It's okay to have your feelings, your anger, all of that come up, but to be conscious of it and how you work with it, and to not let it control you, to take those deep breaths, to wait to respond, all of that that we get to practice when things are ramped up a bit.
That's the value of astrology to me, you know, being able to recognize that energy and those things that are coming, and being able to wisely, you know, use that in your life. And instead of, you know, if you've got this kite configuration, things are going, and what goes up must come down. So there is sort of, can feel like a crash or something at one point. But instead, maybe you go, you know what, hey, I see that coming. So I think I'm going to reel it in around that time. And I'm going to, you know, take a minute, take a breath, you know, relax, reevaluate, re-strategize, and, you know, not get disappointed if things hadn't gone so far the way I wanted, or, you know, it's more about, hey, let's take a minute and recognize, you know, and then surrender, give yourself a hug, take a nap, you know, rejuvenate, and get back to it, you know?
Yes. And the nice thing that's coming up is that the Mars in Aries energy is going to make a trine to Saturn in Sagittarius, and that's going to be stabilizing. That's it's fortifying. It also gives you a long-term perspective. So, you know what? I think it's okay to get mad, or it's okay to get angry. It's okay to have that something come up. If you can understand the long-term perspective, sometimes things need to be said, or you have to take action. So there's also a support system here that will help you see the long term and to move forward in a really nice way, I think.
Yeah, that energy is going to kick off March for us, you know, so that's going to be really helpful.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. It starts early March, so.
February
will be really,
is really
nice for March.
And February is a fast month, not just because it's only 28 days, but because of all these planets that are moving quickly, and the fact that we have two eclipses, which raises the frequency of stuff. But we also have Mars in Aries going fast, Mercury in Aquarius going fast. It's just going to be one of these months where we have to remember to breathe. So what are your final thoughts, Dominique, on February and these eclipses?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I definitely feel the energy and the momentum of this month picking up, especially since January kind of slugged along, getting going. But this absolutely is a new cycle and a new opportunity to shift the trajectory of our lives. You know, this is a universal 1 year. It's a great time for new beginnings. And eclipse months, you know, they can be those paramount times for showing us the areas we would be best served to start anew and to make fresh starts and to put fresh energy. You know, it's starting, you know, early in the year, so we have to remember it's a marathon and not a sprint. You know, utilize all this great fire, you know, for a positive pursuit of our goals and dreams and what, you know, drives us from our heart. So it's a long-term goal, you know, and to let this month, you know, inspire you, and then also finalize and let go of those things that aren't serving you, so that, you know, the rest of the year you can really fly. And in August, I think we're going to see, you know, we can see the culmination and some of the rewards of those steadfast efforts, you know.
I love it. You said it perfectly. Yes. So we have a great month coming up, everyone. And thank you so much for joining me, Dominique. It was so great to speak with you about
this
these energies.
Great.
And yeah, the show went fast.
Have a great month,
like
everyone.
The month.
You did.
Yes. Thanks, everybody. I will see you for our next live show on Wednesday. Take good care, and we'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.